Okay, thanks for spending some time with us on the podcast. Bill Wills with Kim Gablin over at Bill Jack. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
I am good, and so is my little Bashan Layla. Every day when I get home, she's ready to play fetch after we go outside. And we're going to talk about training today. But let me get this right. I think she's training me normally. We're trying to do it the other way around, though, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to tell which way it goes, but hopefully you're getting it a little bit at least going the other way, too.
Yeah, my wife laughs at me because I go find the fetch. It's like she, you know, she's barking at me. You find it first, then we'll play fetch. But anyway, Kim's got some tips for us. It is Dog Training Education Month, so let's go through this some, Kim, and some tips you've come across in talking to experts over the years. What are some tips you have for pet owners for the training process?
Yeah, you know, certainly there's lots of ways to be able to train your dog. What's most important is it's important to have a well-trained dog just because, you know, not just from a discipline standpoint, right? It makes the house a little bit happier if the dog knows what's expected and not expected of them, but it also can help keep them safe, you know. So if they're going to maybe run, you might be able to tell them to stop or stay. Being able to give them commands like drop it could be important if they have something in their mouth that is dangerous for them. So, you know, so it's not just always the normal sit and stay and, you know, roll over and do a fun party trick, but it's also really important to have that discipline and all those other kinds of aspects. So, you know, some of the things to think about certainly are, you know, can you do some training at home? And a lot of times, a lot of people can do training at home. You know, if you have maybe a dog that's a little more stubborn, you know, you may want to think about going to a place to get it trained. You know, a lot of stores, the pet stores here in the area have some training available. Veterinarians can sometimes recommend a trainer to you. And it's really important that if you're really interested in kind of making sure that, again, your dog is safe and well-disciplined, that you're able to take them and get them well-trained if you don't think that you can do that yourself. But certainly there's a lot of things online, I mean, these days, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Kim and I both have dogs. Of course, our dogs are perfect. I mean, there's no problem at all. Yeah, right. But it's almost like with kids, if you will, at least we have found over the years with Layla, our little Bashan, then we had Lexi for a long time, that consistency early on is so important, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. What's really important is that you are consistent. And so when you're training, you want to make sure that you're, you know, just, and again, it doesn't have to be a whole long protracted kind of time.
Right.
We're talking about maybe 5 or 8 minutes at a time. That's about all I can take in training.
Really? Yeah. You're ready to move on to something else.
That's right. So, you know, take 5 minutes a day and do that training, whether it's sitting or staying. Do it in a particular place. And then the next day, do it somewhere else. Because dogs actually learn more location specific than we do.
Good point. Okay.
So if you're doing it outside in the backyard, for example, then you want to do it in the kitchen or in the family room or down the basement or when you're on your walk. And so some of those things are kind of helpful to have them realize, oh, okay, I get that this is what this means no matter where we are.
This is the environment. This is where I'm going to go and learn something new today or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So it's important for them to do that. And of course, it's really important to be patient.
Oh, sure.
You know, they're not going to get it right the first time. They're not going to remember, you know, every time that they're going to be, that they're not supposed to do that or how to drop it or, you know, those kinds of things. And so you just have to be patient while they're learning and you know, be able to correct them. And again, gently, we want to be positive, right? Positive training should be a very positive experience for both you and your dog. It's a great bonding experience.
It is Dog Training Education Month. We're talking about a few tips in training your dog. If you are thinking about getting a dog or a new dog, a few tips, or even if you've had a dog for a while, try and get back to some of the basics maybe. Let's talk about nutrition and health and training the dog, because obviously a treat is a good way to reinforce that, right?
Yeah, treats are really an important, you know, part of the process. And you want to treat, you know, some dogs are just food and treat motivated no matter what. And so maybe it'll be easy for you to find a treat, but you really want to find a treat that's going to get them excited and interested in being able to make you happy so that you get them, you know, that treat. So, you know, for example, I know we have Cool Jacks in the freezer next to our frozen Bill Jack dog food. And then, you know, if you buy your food at a place like, you know, Pet Supplies Plus, then they may have some of our other Bill Jack treats available as well. And dogs love those treats. They have a lot of chicken and chicken liver in them, and they're really tasty, and they can really smell that, and that gets them excited about doing their trick for you.
And I know from the research and the years of experience at Bill Jack, these treats are fun, and you guys do different themes, I know, throughout the year, even sometimes at Thanksgiving or Halloween or whatever, but also nutritionally, just making sure every time you're giving that dog something, there is a positive there, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you want it to be something that's healthy. And so being able to give them a treat that's specifically made for dogs, it makes it really easy. And, you know, some of our treats are real small, mm-hmm. so that makes it real easy to be able to give it to them. Or you can sometimes break them in half so that, you know, if you're training, usually you're training it and giving them a treat, training it and giving a treat, training it and giving a treat. So since you have that repetition, you don't want to be giving them too many calories while you're doing that.
Good tips, good reminders. It is Dog Training Education Month, and some good reminders from our friends at Biljack. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Kim Gabelin, the Senior Marketing Director at Biljack. We feed Biljack frozen to our little Bashan Layla. She just loves it. Learn more about Biljack products, including the frozen dog food, all the different treats and all. You can find out at biljack.com, bill-jack.com, B-I-L-J-A-C, when you look it up, .com. You'll see Biljack at PetSmart, Pet Supplies Plus as well, or wherever you're buying your dog food. Look for the Biljack name. You can really trust it. Great people at Biljack. Thanks for spending some time with us talking about dog training and training your dog this month.